Welcome to the OMS Daily Podcast. This is episode 805, Your Purpose. This is what excites you, what drives you, what's the focus of your life. Only you can answer this. And when you dig deep down into who you are as a person, the answer doesn't have to be socially acceptable. It doesn't have to be approved by anybody. It's what you feel. It's what drives you. It's what you hope for yourself and whatever beyond yourself may be. And when I say that, because I think a lot of times when we talk about purpose, we think of things bigger than ourselves. And it certainly could be. You may have something that drives you beyond yourself, beyond your the people closest to you, your friends and your family, beyond your network, beyond your, just beyond you. Could be beyond your neighborhood, your local area, your country. You could have worldwide ambitions. Or it might just be something that you want to pursue or something that you want in your life. There's no wrong answer. And there's no judgment. And this is part of why we talk a lot about self-awareness. Because you got to know who you are. You got to know at the deepest level what you really want out of life. Otherwise, what you're going to do is you're going to be chasing. And every time you're watching a show on Netflix or Amazon, or every time you're scrolling your phone, you're going to be inundated with messages, things that are going to position something as your fulfillment. Some product, some service, something to buy, something to experience. So I ask you what your purpose is, because it's a very straightforward, but yet very, again, individualized question that I think most people don't really know the answer to. I think a lot of people are going through life checking the boxes. And that's why I say, hey, your purpose may not be what's socially acceptable. For you, life may not be in the suburbs, aspiring to have the corporate career. Now, you can have that stuff in addition, but I think a lot of people chase status. I think we all do to some extent. I can tell you for me, it didn't work. It was very empty. It got to a point where it was very empty. I kept going to this stage and this stage and this stage. And you look around, you're like, this is nice, but is this is what it is? This is it? Now, your purpose doesn't necessarily mean you make that your entire life. But it is the North Star that you gravitate back towards. My purpose is to get people comfortable in their own skin. To realize that having this level of self-awareness will lead to them accepting themselves, figuring out who they are, what makes them live their best life, and help them move forward. That's my purpose. There's other avenues that branch off from that. But that's the podcast that I do, right? We've got these almost dailies where these are just my thoughts and opinions on things. Much of it has been talked about numerous times. Much of it will all continue to be talked about numerous times. But I'm hoping when we talk about it today under a slightly different title, that maybe it hits you differently. When I talk about something next week, maybe it hits you a little bit differently. That's the game with the solo podcasts, with these episodes. And then every time I sit down and have a conversation with somebody, maybe what they're saying resonates with you, or maybe it challenges you. Maybe something I say challenges you. This is a vehicle for what my bigger purpose is. Now, outside of that, I do have responsibilities. I do have, you know, you got the day-to-day stuff that you have to do, right? So you don't make every bit of your life about your purpose once you figure out what it is. But then you're also given, you're going to have choices to make in your life. And at some point, you're going to end up making choices that, again, I mentioned at the beginning, it doesn't need to be, you have to be true to yourself. Your choices aren't going to be liked by everybody, especially when you start making choices in your best interest. Like anything else, when you make decisions, you're going to have to deal with them. And most decisions you make, there's going to be good, there's going to be bad, there's going to be all kinds of things. But you got to go through life and you got to be true to yourself. And here's the reality, most people aren't. Most people aren't. If I can get one person to truly think about what it is that they want to accomplish in life and truly get them to be themselves by listening to this, this is worth its weight in gold. Because most people, probably even you, are living under some other expectation. You're suppressed in some way. Now, only you can decide to which level that's acceptable, right? Because we all do to some thing, right? To some level. We all have things that we are responsible for. We all have things that we have to do. And the people in your life, they should support what it is you're doing. And if they don't, then you adjust their level of access to you. And see, that's the thing. When you're purpose-driven, at the end of the day, with everything that goes on, you will remind yourself that this is the path that you chose because it's what you want. But if you start living in accordance with your purpose, there may be a lot of people and a lot of things in your life that change. And most people are scared of that. I think we're all scared of that to some extent if we're honest about it. But it's the ultimate question. This will be a podcast episode on its own. What do you want out of life? And what are you willing to change? And what are you willing to put forth to have that life? See, these are the questions a lot of people, like most people, don't want to answer. If you get to the core of this, then you're getting into the core of what you really want, what it's going to take to live that kind of life and how that life is different from the life that you're living right now. But the way you're living versus the way you want to live, if they're not, the further away they are from being aligned, the more symptoms are showing up in your day-to-day life. Just on based on how you feel, how you look at things, how you react. Now, I don't know your situation. Could there be a cause for why you are the way that you are? Sure. Something outside of your control? Absolutely. The beautiful thing when we start talking about stuff like this, only you know. Only you know your situation. But you have the right to know. And you as an individual deserve to know what it is that you really want out of life. So stop running and dive into you as an individual and figure out what it is that you want out of life. And then you can decide on what your next move would be. Let me know your thoughts on this. Go to DarylPerryPodcast.com right now and hit me up. Social media, email, text, whatever's easiest for you. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.